We did joke talk last segment. Of course, a lot of people are firing jokes at us. Could anyone guard Jesus in basketball? Peter, he denied him three times.
Dang.
How did Hitler tie his shoes in Little Nazis?
All right, let's stay away from Hitler jokes.
What does the doughboy have under his apron? Donuts.
Heard that one before.
And why did the three wise men have ashes on their feet? They had just come from afar.
All right.
Well, there is somebody here on our morning show crew that is into stand-up comedy on the side, and we have some secret audio. Is it you, George?
It's not me. I've never done stand-up before.
We know it's not Gordo. He abhors stand-up comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Sean?
Oh, it's you.
I'm not funny.
Jer?
I have no idea what's going on right now.
Fernando?
No.
Maybe it's Junior.
Are you sure it's not you, Fernando?
Well, I kind of figured it probably would be me. Yeah.
Because we have exclusive hidden audio from Fernando just a couple of nights ago trying out his stand-up comedy routine at the Addison Improv on open mic night.
Wow.
So let's see how that went.
Wow, you guys are great. You guys are just wonderful. Hey, where's the audience sound? I don't hear anyone. There you go. You know, I've always been a cut up, even in grade school. I remember in seventh, I think it was second grade, the teacher was teaching us about food. And she asked kids, "What does the chicken give us?" And I said, "Meat." She said, "What does the pig give you?" I said, "Bacon." She said, "Great, what does the fat cow give you?" And I said, "Homework." Kids fell out laughing. It was great. It was so great. Great. I was known as Funny Fernando. That was my nickname. And in seventh grade, I remember one kid challenged me. He said, "Hey, I bet you're still a virgin." And I said, "Well, I was a virgin until last night. Just ask your sister."
Man.
He said, "I don't have a sister." I said, "Well, you will in about 9 months."
Oh, my God.
Well, I was an only child. I didn't have very loving parents. They were very self-involved. And one time, my mom called 911, and she said, "Please help me. My little son has swallowed a condom." Well, about 5 minutes later, she calls back and said, "It's okay, I found another one." So, very self-involved.
Jeez.
I got in shape recently. I ran a marathon. I did. I really ran a marathon, but I was wearing bad shoes. So I guess you could say I suffered the agony of defeat.
Oh, man.
A little slow this evening. I drank quite a bit, starting yesterday afternoon around 4. But I slept like a log. I woke up in a fireplace because of the drinking. I'm a bit depressed. I got in a fight with the missus. My wife and I got into a fight. She said she wouldn't talk to me for a month. So I'm really upset because the month is up tonight. This is the final.
Very Woody Allen.
We got in a fight because she was standing in the bedroom, looking in the bedroom mirror. And she said to me, "I feel horrible. I look old and fat and ugly, and I really need you to pay me a compliment." And I said, "Well, your eyesight's perfect."
Oh, man.
We got separated. Not like in marriage, but in the supermarket. Just separated. I couldn't find her. I figured she was probably over in the cucumber aisle again, but I went there and she wasn't. So I walked up to this beautiful woman that was standing there, looked like she may work at the grocery store. And I said, "I've lost my wife here in the supermarket. Could you talk to me for a couple minutes?" And she said, "Why?" I said, "Because every time I start talking to a beautiful woman, the bitch appears out of nowhere. I don't know what it is." Hey, thank you, guys. Louis C.K. is coming up next.
Oh, wow. He opened for Louis C.K.
That went bad, Fernando. That was
the crowd was laughing
quick,
at least.
Quick fire jokes
there. Of course
there.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, hilarious.